Chili Peppers, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays, and triplem.com.au is where you'll find our catch-up show. Miss anything on the show today, we'll play the pressure test up in 10, 15 minutes from now.
All right, look, we're having another spat here, and it's all because of Courtney, our promotions manager. She's put it in there that...
when it comes to a spat, it's just common sense, really, right?
It's common sense just to let the little clippings from the lawn just wash away with the rain in the gutter.
Well, if it's common sense, you've already mowed the lawn and you're already picking and emptying the catcher anyway. Why would you just leave that little bit there that's messy? Apparently, it happens a lot in Glenella. I've seen it in Rural View as well. They do. They leave it in the gutters and it all accumulates and clogs up the drains.
It does. Talking like a small amount, like a tiny amount. Yeah, most of it's done by the catcher.
If everyone's doing it, though.
Oh, bollocks.
Kathy's call, 133-53 is the number.
In East Mackay, Kathy, are you like Jay, or do you just let the wind and the rain take it away?
No, I rake it up and pick it up.
Yeah.
It's so much effort.
But it looks like messy if you don't do that.
It's not tidy.
Yeah.
And we're only talking like a small handful. Like the catcher on the mower takes most of the clippings, right?
Not really.
It does, but depends whether if it's a bit damp, it won't pick it up, or if you're at the end of a full catcher, it will drop a bit. I just run it back over, do another push through, back through, and pick it up.
See, because you're a sensible person, Kathy. Thank you. 133-53 is the number.
James in West Mackay, are you like these silly people and do the extra effort with the blower, or do you just let the nature take its course?
Mate, I'm as what you just called one of these silly people. I grab me blower and blow it out onto the foot, out onto the roadway.
Yeah, it looks messy and unkept if you don't.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Once you've gone all that effort of mowing the yard...
Exactly.
Yeah, you've got to clean it and tidy it up.
Now, on Facebook, there was one lady here in particular. I won't say her name, but she says, we let it stay in the gutters because that's what street sweepers are for.
Can I ask a question? When was the last time you seen a street sweeper go past your house?
Not my house, exactly right. I see him in the CBD, but not certainly past my house. Right. Thank you for your
call, James.
133-53 is the number this morning.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, g'day, it's Chris.
Chris.
From Walkerston.
Do you get rid of the grass clippings or do you leave them there?
Well, leave them there because really it's the council's job to mow the nature strip. We're doing their job for them.
Okay.
Do you know you can actually claim that back if you do it for them?
How?
Apparently it's like $12 a month you can get back from the council for doing that.
Oh, here we go. Of course Dave knows that.
Yeah, well...
Book of knowledge over here.
Of course.
Let's go and take another call. 133-53 is the number.
Hello, Triple M. Hello, Triple M.
Nope, too busy blowing the clippings away. let us on our Facebook page as well. Triple M Mackay with Sundays, you'll find us. Do you let them just sit there? Do you get rid of them? Do you blow them, wash them down the drain? What's the go? 25 degrees in Cannonvale this morning.